the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. The date is Monday, June 20th, 2005, and we're here for possible reconsideration and work session on House Bill 5142, which is the Department of Education budget, and work session on two other bills, House Bill 2122A relating to forest products harvest taxes, and Senate Bill 577A relating to state libraries. So we will, do we do the reconsideration within a work session?
Okay.
We will open a possible reconsideration and work session on House Bill 5142. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 5142 was reported out with a recommendation to the full committee. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair, I move that we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 5142 is reported out with a recommendation to the full committee.
Are there any objection? The motion carries and the bill is back before the subcommittee. Ms. McGlashan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've distributed a memo to you to sort of explain why you're here today to reconsider House Bill 5142. You might recall that you had a work session on this bill on June 6th. And you conceptually amended the bill, which in its original form is a blank appropriations bill and is being used as a budget bill for the Oregon Department of Education. And I've attached for...
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, Sue, I don't have the memo.
Oh, forgive me.
I do. Chair before me.
He's a politician.
Members, I've attached for you the dash one amendments to the bills, and these dash one amendments reflect the actions that you took on the 6th of June. And in that work session, you adopted language for the appropriations bill that would prevent the Department of Education from spending funds on adoption or implementation of a standard of cultural competency or cultural diversity as described in the Cultural Competence Summit Proceedings Report dated May 19, 2004. And if you turn to Section 12 of the Dash 1 Amendments, and that's on page 5 of the Dash 1 Amendments, you'll see that language. So the reason the bill is back before you is to remove that section, and so you have for your consideration the Dash 2 Amendments as well as a new budget note. And the Dash 2 Amendments are identical to the Dash 1 Amendments with two exceptions. They're just a little housekeeping issue in Section 3 to appropriately include a reference that wasn't in the Dash 1 Amendments. And then the Dash 2 Amendments don't include the language preventing the Department of Education from spending funds, as I just described. And you'll see if you turn to the last page that there's nothing like the Section 12 that's in the Dash 1 Amendments. In fact, the Section 12 and the Dash 2s is simply the emergency clause.
Go ahead and talk about the budget note.
Madam Chair and members, then in the memo you'll see there's a budget note described for your consideration, and the wording is as follows. An interim group shall be named to develop an understanding of efforts currently underway and needs that are not being addressed relating to equality of opportunity in education across the diversity of cultural, economic, and geographic needs as they relate to Oregon education standards and the federal No Child Left Behind Act. The group shall be composed of an equal number of members named by each of the following: the Speaker of the House Minority Leader, the President of the Senate, and the Senate Minority Leader. The Governor shall appoint one member. Appropriate representatives from the Department of Education, the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, and the Oregon University System can be identified by the members of the work group to act as resources to the group. The work group will report to the House and Senate Interim Education Policy Committees no later than November 2006. So, members, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendations would be that you approve a motion to adopt the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 5142 and then make and vote on a motion to adopt the budget note. and then move House Bill 5142 as amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with a do pass as amended recommendation.
Discussion on the LFO recommendations to the reconsideration of House Bill 5142. Representative Shoffer.
Yeah, Madam Chair, thank you. I was just wondering if we had some explanation of why the change now. Is there some...
Representative March and I worked on the revised budget note language, and I think that the budget note language more fairly conveys the intent of the clause that was inserted in the budget. And this is a budget note that our cohorts on the other side of the building are also in favor of. And I think it's a good example of how this process is supposed to work in coming to a kind of a negotiated middle-of-the-road agreement that meets the needs of all of the people that will be involved in this discussion. Further discussion. And with that, I would just like to thank Representative March for his help with this. It was
thank you, Madam Chair. I wish we had time to work on a previous budget and develop such a note.
And with that, I would take a motion to move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 5142. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. I would take a motion to adopt the budget note as stated in the LFO memo dated June 20th, 2005.
So made.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried. And I would take a motion to move House Bill 5142 as amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with a due pass as amended recommendation. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion is carried. And I will say carriers. We will close the work session. On my agenda on House Bill 5142 and open a work session on House Bill 2122A. Ms. Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2122A is the bill that extends the period for which the forest harvest taxes imposed and establishes rates for the extended period. You had previously conceptually adopted 67 cents per board. Per thousand board foot for the Forest Research Center. I'm here to give you the rate for the forestry department's budget as you approved it last week, and that would be inserting 59 cents per thousand board feet into the bill for that. That will generate the $8.4 million that you approved last biennium. That's a reduction from the 79 cents? Yes, 79 cents per thousand board feet that we had last biennium.
Okay. Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to House Bill 2122A? Representative March.
Thank you. And as I was trying to recall when we heard the Department of Forestry budget, we're able to achieve this lower rate by backfilling with some general fund. Was that the general?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, actually, the way you achieve that lower rate is by adopting a lower budget than what you had in the past.
Okay.
There's no backfill.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for the clarification. I couldn't remember.
Okay. Further questions or comments? I would accept a motion to move the harvest tax rate for forest practices at 59 cents per thousand board feet into House Bill 2122A. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. And Representative Shoffer, would you like to carry this one in full and on the floor?
I will. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Oh, we better. Yeah, that's a good idea. I would accept a motion.
And would you reaffirm the 67 cents?
Okay.
I would also say it was conceptual, and I want to make sure that it's...
I would also accept a motion to set the harvest tax for the Forest Research Lab at 67 cents per thousand board feet. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried, and I would take a motion to move House Bill 2122A as amended to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Have the motion. Is there an objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. Now, Representative Shalker, are you comfortable carrying?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Bill 2122A and open a work session on Senate Bill 577A. Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 577A is essentially a housekeeping bill for the state library. It puts into statute their current practice of assessing agencies, which is one-third of their assessment based on the usage of library services and two-thirds based on the number of FTE. This really is, like I mentioned, a cleanup bill. They have been using this method since 1995, and we just never codified statute to give them the permission to do that, so there's no fiscal impact with them adopting this bill.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 577A? Representative Johnson.
You mean that the agency has been breaking the law for the last 10 years?
Ms. Brown.
And Chair, members of the committee, technically, yes.
Taking full advantage of is another way to
say it. Taking full advantage.
However, I would note for the committee that there, because of the assessment method, their assessments have not been higher. The same amount has been assessed as they would have otherwise assessed, just the method of application. So, minor adjustments.
And they are to be applauded for their efficiency.
And they did so with the with the knowledge of the budget committees or a Ways and Means Committee at each time.
Representative March, at least
tacit.
And a tacit knowledge.
Thank you.
You sound like a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on the floor.
We noticed that.
Further questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? I would accept a motion to move the. We just need to move the bill.
Right. No,
to move Senate Bill 577A to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative March, would you do the honors?
I would be most happy to
Thank
do
you.
The honors.
And with that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 577A and adjourn.